The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
It is The Netball Show with Flyhawk, and I want to introduce you now to Julia Cove-Smith from a really innovative brand, 11 as One.
So 11 as One is a women's football kit brand, and it came about because about a year and a half ago, I was looking for some football shorts, actually, for my 16-year-old daughter. She and I were both thinking we'd go and get ourselves a pair of football shorts for training. And we went into a large sportswear brand local to us in a big shopping centre and just couldn't find the women's football kit anywhere. It was a whole floor dedicated to football kits, so we're sure it must have been somewhere. But when we went to ask the member of staff, she said, oh, we just don't sell women's football kit. And this was after the Lionesses won the Euros the first time round. So wow. We were really surprised.
And I'd imagine as well, like, obviously, the demand would be there.
Well, you would have thought so, wouldn't you? But we then left that shop and went to another major sports brand, still no women's football kit. And the staff in there were really apologetic. Kind of tried to direct us to maybe another one of their branches that might have a women's football kit, but that didn't have it either. And then we started looking online, and the first website that I went onto, I put women's football shorts into the search bar, and it just returned pictures of men wearing football kit. So that was where the idea originally started.
Tell me a bit about your headline product, I suppose.
So actually what's been quite interesting, we've launched a small collection of products, and the best seller has been a pair of shorts which have got a double waistband, elastic waistband, a bit more like maybe a gym short, but in the kind of material and the kind of length that footballers wear. So that came about because we started talking to footballers. We did a survey and asked what they wanted to wear. And it turned out that actually, at the moment, a lot of footballers, about a third of female footballers we surveyed, were wearing men's kit. So either extra, extra small men's kit or extra large boys kit. And, you know, that kit often says in the label boys or men's. And that doesn't make you feel great when you're going out to play football, your sport, and, you're wearing kit that's designed for someone else. And often the kit doesn't fit because it's too tight around the thighs, it's too baggy in the crotch. Often there are drawstrings. We had quite a lot of feedback about the drawstrings, and they're way, way too long for women. So, yeah, the best-selling product has actually been a pair of shorts that were kind of based more on a gym short to be more comfortable, to fit better around the hips and the thighs and the waist. And I've been, been really impressed with how well they've sold, both when we were selling in a pop-up on Regent Street earlier this summer and online on our 11 as One website too.
So for things like this, easy to say, but how long did the overall development take?
So I think it usually probably takes longer, but I had this goal in my head that I really wanted to launch in time for the Euros in the summer. And this time last year, so December 2024, I had just found a factory to make for me, and they were fantastic. They knew that we wanted to hit that deadline of launching for the Euros, and we just about did it. So we launched in the end 3 days after the Lionesses won for the second time round. So from the kind of original idea to finding the factory took about 9 months, and then from finding the factory to launching took about another 6 months. So I think that's quite tight time frames actually, but we just about did it.
Yeah, FAWSL has seen a massive part of growth over the years. We're on a bit of an early path with the Super League, but have you been to Barclays with a pair to get their reaction?
Not yet. I have met some people from Barclays actually. Yeah, I haven't been to them, but that is a good thought. What I have been amazed by is how supportive and positive everyone I've met has been. So I met some of the Barclays team actually at a Women in Football event that I went to. Very early on in this whole idea, I joined Women in Football. I didn't really know anyone in that organisation. And I went along to one of their events and feeling quite nervous, not knowing anyone, not knowing a lot about football because I'm actually a netballer.
Yay, good answer.
And people are just so welcoming and interested. I think there's, you know, a cohort of women in sport, whatever the sport is, who want to talk about how to improve the experience of sport for women at the grassroots level. And that's really what I'm trying to do. It's, you know, elite sport's amazing and it's great to have people to look up to. It's great to have success, you know, the success of the Roses in netball and at the rugby and the Lionesses is brilliant for grassroots sport. But, you know, most women are playing kind of socially, just in their communities. And that's the kind of women's sport that I'm keen to be working on. And that's where I found people have been amazingly supportive.
Which obviously you do yourself. Before we get onto the netball stuff, the nice part of the chat, have you had any feedback from players and clubs that you've taken the shots to?
Yes, so I actually started doing the product development with a team of under 18 girls at a local club here, the Barnes Eagles, that my daughter plays for. So they've been brilliant in terms of feedback. I'm actually developing a new short at the moment because a couple of them are looking for a longer pair of shorts that were in a women's fit. So I'm developing a new product there. Then also, I actually did start playing football at the age of 53 with a team called, an organisation called Swans in West London. And they've all been trying out the kit for me, which has been fantastic. And I think the biggest feedback I've had is they like the style of the short and the shirts. They like the material and it's made from 100% recycled polyester. But I think what people mostly like is the idea that something's been developed for them, you know, talking to, listening to women. And I've really enjoyed just getting feedback about what we can do differently as well, so that we can start to improve the product that I'm making going forwards.
You're part of Betsy's in the Acton Netball Social League. You've been with the club a while, haven't you?
So I actually started playing netball again when my youngest was 3 months old, and she's now, well, she'll be 17 next year. And I've been playing for various different kind of social teams, but I've been playing with the Betsy's for at least, I'd say 10 years probably, since they were formed. And they started as a group of mums who hadn't played a lot of netball. And I actually did some training with them when I was doing my netball coaching badges. They were brilliant. So I used them as kind of guinea pigs for helping me learn my my coaching techniques, which was great.
Nice to see as well. You almost had a bit of a return to netball after a break as well. And I believe it was filling in for a friend. And you obviously noticed that the skills were still there. And two or three times a week now, eh?
That's right. So I actually, I'd stopped playing netball I'd kind of stopped playing netball when I left university, really. I don't quite know why. And then after I had my third daughter, a friend of mine just said one day she was a netballer and they were desperate for someone. So I went down, and the position they needed was actually a goalkeeper, and I'm definitely not a goalkeeper. But I absolutely loved it. And, you know, suddenly it all comes back to you and you remember why you loved the sport so much. And since that match, I've played pretty much every single week, either once or twice, for the last 17 years.
Are you involved in the coaching side as well?
I do coach netball, but I don't coach for a club. I actually coach in schools, and I coach in state primary schools around where I live. And the idea, I run after school clubs for the for the children there for years, usually years 5 and 6. And what I'm trying to do there is get young people, particularly girls. They're mixed clubs. I like to run them with boys and girls. But my aim is to get girls able to play a little bit of netball before they go to secondary school, so that when they turn up at secondary school and they maybe do netball in PE or they go to a club, they understand a few of the basics. They throw and catch well. They can maybe shoot. They kind of understand a few of the positions so that they can keep playing. Because what I was finding was that girls, they tend to drop out of sport as they get towards the end of primary school. And if they've had no experience of a sport they then play at secondary school, and other girls from other schools have, then it's just too easy to lose them early on. So, yeah, I coach at the moment in two local primary schools, and I also work as a youth worker in a youth club where we play lots of different sports, but we've done a bit of introduction to netball there as well.
That's obviously hugely satisfying for you as well.
It is. I mean, yeah, the most satisfying thing is when I bump into some of the young people at the youth club who I've coached at the schools, and they tell me they're playing netball. You know, they're in year 7 or 8 at secondary school and they're playing netball. And I just think it's such a brilliant thing to play in a team, to play with your friends, to just keep active and fit and healthy. And I think I love it, particularly when I get a young person who joins, starts playing netball in year 5 and really, really can't throw or catch. And that seems unbelievable, but there are a lot of people, if you throw a ball at them, their instinct isn't to catch it. Sometimes it's to duck. And if we get to the end of that year of coaching sessions and that young person is now able to play a game of netball, that is the most satisfying thing. And to enjoy it, you know, to really, you can see their joy when they kind of, it clicks and they get the idea of the game.
Given your location around White City, I suppose, it would possibly suggest you're a London Pulse fan? Would I be right?
Yes, I think, London Pulse would definitely be the team I'd support. And obviously they had a great season. And because they do a lot of, obviously, development in the area, quite often some of the girls that we play, even in the social league I play in, the younger girls might be part of the Pulse development pathway. So I feel like that's the team that's definitely is where my kind of heart would be. But I also have been to see the odd Mavericks game, and they play actually not a million miles from here. And I've been really interested to see what they've done with their recent kit announcements as well. Yeah. So it's a funny thing, isn't it? For me, netball's not quite the same as football in terms of fandom. I really like to watch anyone play. But yeah, I think if it was, I would normally be supporting Pulse.
Well, we had a word with Tamsin and obviously Amelia as well from Mavericks. I don't know if you've heard that podcast yet, but shameless plug.
I managed to catch a bit of it, but I'm going to listen to the rest definitely, because I think what I love about what they're doing is the offering choice. And I think that's really what I've learnt working in schools as well with you know, with young girls in particular. My attitude when I first started coaching was, oh, you need to have all the right kit, and you haven't got this and you haven't got that. And whereas now I'm very much feel, if you want girls to join in with sport, of course it has to be safe. So you don't want them wearing jewellery, or they should have their hair tied up so that they can see properly, all of those things. But, you know, they can play in their school uniform, as long as they've got a pair of shoes that work. It doesn't, you know, as long as they're there playing the game and it's safe, really what they're wearing shouldn't matter. And that's why I love the choice that they've offered at Mavericks. I think it's a really big step forward, not just for netball, but for women's sports overall. And I really hope we'll see other sports following suit.
Remind us then about how we can find out more about 11 as One as a brand and maybe buy the product.
We've got a website, which is 11as1.co.uk, and products available to buy there. And also you can follow us on Instagram at 11_as_1. And we'd love to hear and get feedback from people.
The Netball Show is now also available via Sky Q and Sky Glass. Select sport and we're on the podcasts rail.